My name's Chris McClure. I'm the director of the American Kestrel Partnership. It's a project of the Peregrine Fund. American kestrel populations have been in decline since the 1970s at least, and no one knows why.
We've been studying kestrels in the Treasure Valley for almost 28 years, and we've seen some incredibly interesting patterns. One of the most significant is a change in the time of year when birds are breeding, and changes in the way that they're spending their winter. Our lab, in collaboration with the Peregrine Fund, Hawkwatch International, and UCLA, is beginning a new project to look at how American kestrels spend the year. And we're doing this with a new genetic technique that's been developed at UCLA.
We are trying to figure out where these birds are spending their winters to see maybe if something's killing them or they have a lower probability of survival during the winter in certain areas than they do in others.
Hawkwatch monitors fall migration across the West, and one of the trends that we've seen is that most of our sites has dwindling numbers of kestrels that we count on fall migration. So that's sort of a little warning sign to us that we should pay more attention to kestrels. So we're taking feather samples so that we can later get genetic information out of the tips of these feather samples. We can build a base map from genetic markers called SNPs or SNPs. We can get a little marker that basically will identify different breeding populations. And if we know different breeding populations, we can identify where the birds come from.
Dr. Kristen Ruegg at UCLA has developed this technique where they can take DNA from birds on the breeding grounds and then DNA from birds that we either catch in migration or on the wintering grounds, and we can figure out where they're breeding, so we can examine the migratory connectivity of these birds. And so we are taking advantage of this new cutting-edge technique that's only been done on a few species, and we're hoping that it'll help us figure out what's going on with kestrel declines.